You're listening to VCJ, Victoria College Chat.
Nuclear reactions. In part 1B, I think it was part 1B, we met nuclear radiation and we talked about there being three types of nuclear radiation. We said there was alpha, beta, gamma. In part 2, we're only really interested in alpha and beta because only alpha and beta are particles. Gamma is a ray, gamma is electromagnetic radiation. And gamma is sometimes kicked out of a nucleus after either alpha or beta decay has occurred, because that nucleus ends up with too much energy having thrown out its alpha particle. It's got to get rid of that energy somehow, and it does that by firing out a gamma ray. So gamma rays aren't actually, you know, there has to either be an alpha or beta first before a gamma ray can occur. So we're not very interested in gamma rays here, we're only interested in alpha and beta. You'll remember, of course, an alpha particle is a helium nucleus. It's the inside of a helium atom with the electrons stripped off it, and it has two neutrons and two protons. And a beta particle is just an electron, but a very high-speed electron emitted from the nucleus, the inside, and has absolutely nothing to do with the electrons around the outside, which are the electrons that you worry about in chemistry, you know, how the electrons fill all the various cells. That's chemistry. We're not interested in that in the slightest, and a beta particle has nothing to do with them. Moving very fast, beta particle, very close to the speed of light, which is as fast as anything can go. Right, what happens when we fire out a beta particle? Well, what happens when we fire out a beta particle from a nucleus is that something in the nucleus has got to change, because the nucleus doesn't actually contain any electrons. The nucleus just contains protons and neutrons. So what happens when we fire out a beta particle? Well, actually what happens is a neutron decays into a proton. And so a neutron was happily sitting there as a neutron, and then all of a sudden, for some reason, it decides that it's going to convert into a proton and fire out an electron. Classic case of that is potassium-40. Potassium-40 turns into calcium-40, and all that happens is one neutron turns into a proton, beta particle gets fired out. Or your radioactive potassium becomes nice, stable calcium. You've got to be able to deal with the numbers there. And that's the only hard bit from this. You've got to be able to deal with the numbers on the equations. You'll remember that the top number is the atomic mass, and that's the number of protons and neutrons within the nucleus combined. And the bottom number is just the number of protons. And the number of protons defines whether something is an element. Everything with 19 protons in it is potassium. Everything with 20 protons in it is calcium. So when my potassium suddenly gains an extra proton because a neutron has turned into a proton, it ceases to be potassium and becomes calcium. They're defined by, all elements are defined by the number of protons they contain. The number of neutrons don't matter. It's the number of protons. All the number of neutrons do is determine how stable it is. Different number of neutrons, different isotopes of the same element. So stable potassium is potassium 39, has one fewer neutron, still has to have 19 protons because that's what makes it potassium, but it's got one fewer neutron and that's stable. Unstable potassium, potassium 40, one extra neutron, that extra neutron don't like being there, wants to turn into a proton, fires out a beta particle. But once it's turned into a proton, The atomic mass stays the same. The atomic number, however, changes. Atomic mass stays the same. Atomic number changes because suddenly we've got one more proton. We've become calcium. Calcium has 20 protons. You've got to be able to write that down. Look at the examples in the book. Make sure that you can complete those equations that they show up there. They look a bit like chemical equations, but you've got to be able to put all the right numbers in the right place for beta decay. And then you've got to be able to do the same thing for alpha decay. Alpha decay, to my mind, slightly easier. Alpha decay, an alpha has an atomic mass of 4 because it's got 2 protons and 2 neutrons, and that of course means it's got an atomic number of 2 because it has 2 protons. And if my thorium, I'm looking at the book here, that's the example in the book, if my thorium fires out 2 protons, then it goes down to 88, which is radon. And of course if it loses 2 protons and 2 neutrons, then its atomic mass goes down from 228 to 224 because it's lost 4 things. So my thorium 228 goes down to radon 224 because it's fired out an alpha particle. And again, you need to be able to complete equations showing that. We did lots of examples. You've got to be able to do it. Turns up in the exams. So what happens? Let's go over that one more time because this really is important. Beta decay, a neutron turns into a proton. That means that the atomic mass does not change because we've still got the same number of protons and neutrons in total. But the atomic number gains one because we've got a neutron turning into a proton. The number of protons has gone up by one. So what does that mean the numbers on a beta particle must be? Right, it's zero for atomic mass because it has no effect on the atomic mass. We still have the same number of protons and neutrons. But it's minus one for the atomic number because my beta particle has been taken away. And if you take away minus one, you add one, don't you? Take away minus one, two minuses make a plus. Take away minus one, we add one. So our atomic number has gone up by one, which is the equivalent of taking away minus one. So we've taken out a beta particle. The mass number for a beta particle must be minus one. Okay, get that remembered. Not easy, I know. Much easier for alpha particles. Alpha particles is 4 and 2. That's two protons, two neutrons. And if an alpha particle is fired out, then the mass number must go down by 4 and the atomic number must go down by 2. Mass number must go down by 4. Atomic number must go down by 2. Fire out an alpha particle. The mass number must go down by 4. The atomic number must go down by 2. Fire out a beta particle. The mass number must not change. Fire out a beta particle. The mass does not change. But the atomic number goes up by 1. Fire out a beta particle. The mass does not change. Atomic number goes up by 1. Fire out a beta particle, the mass does not change, but the atomic number goes up by 1. Therefore, a beta particle's atomic number is minus 1, because we're firing out a negative. Blah, 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 blah. Can you tell I've been doing this for a bit? Yes, I'm into my... Oh, I'm coming up to 2 hours of doing this. Oh, dear, oh, dear. No wonder I'm going bonkers.